This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined once again by Bachelor expert, all around awesome mom, Katie. Wait, hello.
Hello.
How are the twins?
They are great.
You named them after which bachelorettes?
Yeah. No comment.
Okay, we'll save
they
that.
They enjoyed last night, though.
Of course. Well, how could you not? I mean, it starts with a bottle. Episode 3 ends up being Aleah versus the world. But first, we wrap up the bottle, which is Champagne Gate.
These girls are crying more than my twins. Let's just put that out there. That's how it opened. Still crying over champagne.
And both of them still crying over champagne.
And then it going into, it was never about the champagne. And they're like, what are you talking about? It was. And they're like, oh yeah, it kind of was. And
I guess give her credit for trying to turn the tables. Clearly some people are better at it than others. And she's not great. Because all of a sudden it's, I don't even like champagne.
Which is the best line ever.
I guess dropping the mic or attempting to is like, oh, we're trying to make this about me now? Yeah.
Was that the point of this whole thing?
All she had to do was say, oh my God, guys, that was my bottle. Oh, this is so crazy.
Yeah.
Done and over.
Yeah. But to kind of transition into that, when they're fighting about whether they like champagne or it was about champagne, kind of switch focus and show Aleah getting drunk and wearing a pilot's hat and beautifully segued into this new set of drama.
Which we know as Aleah versus the world. And there's probably no two people in this house more excited about this than Kelsey and Hannah Ann.
Yes.
Because they
and honestly, everyone watching, because I think it was, we got to the point where Champagne Gate ran its course. We're done with that. One episode was enough.
But considering how long some things have drawn out on this show, and maybe we'll go back to it when, you know, if they need to go back to the well for something or things are going a little too quiet, I'm sure a producer will like, hey guys, why not share some champagne? Not champagne!
Remember that time about the champagne? Oh yeah.
Remember when you got splashed in the face by champagne because you tried to drink it out of the bottle acting cool?
Yeah.
But they have to be ecstatic about this because now they get to sit back and say, oh, we're in the clear. Skipping ahead a little bit before we get back to the brewing of this Aleah stuff is the first two people to get roses, Kelsey and Hannah Ann. So Peter's like, yep, this is over. You're here. You're good.
Yeah, we've moved past this sense of drama.
So from waiting to the end and seeing the drama, oh my God, who's going to stay?
But he picked Kelsey first, and then of course they like shot right to Hannah Ann to catch a reaction, but there was nothing. I don't think anyone, and even they don't really care.
Yeah.
They're not friends. They're just going to stay clear, like you said, until they need to go back and start something up, but that sense is over.
You are 100% right. They pivoted very quickly to Aleah, who, you know, we had seen a little bit of.
Yeah, not much. She never really did anything the first couple episodes.
Right. And I think it leads into all this other stuff that people are saying about her of, you know, she puts it on for the cameras and she's very different. And obviously they're showing us that with, you know, like, cheers, bitches. And I'm all about that life. So I get that. But I think that's another reason why, other than the fact that as a whole, not many of these women are memorable. Mm-hmm. But her specifically isn't memorable or wasn't in the first however many hours because she looks different every time you see her.
Yes.
Even throughout this episode when it's focused on her, she's talking the next morning. I'm thinking, who is? Oh, that's Aleah. Okay.
Yeah, the biggest thing I think was after that group date and then they showed her and I was like, wait, who is that and why are they paying attention to
her? Why is this rando?
I was like, why is she getting so much screen time? And then you're like, oh, that's Aleah. Didn't even look like her.
Clearly.
Matching personality.
Right. And, you know, clearly there was a target on her back because we'll get back to the one-on-one in a second or get to the one-on-one in a second. But with the group date, they bring back Demi and Fred Willard because how can you have a season without Fred Willard?
Poor Fred.
With his jokes that they wrote for him. They're all in PJs and it ends up being Sydney versus Aleah. Aleah winning and then that's really the domino that sets it all.
Yeah, I think where we saw her first, where that pivot moment, I think you were like, oh, okay, she's getting drunk. She's being super annoying. Who is this girl? This date was perfectly edited in to, oh, wow, this is going to become a thing, and it's annoying.
Well, the thing is, though, Sydney, I don't know if she's sitting on this for a while, but, I mean, talk about setting her up perfectly, about playing all nice-nice, mm-hmm. about, oh, so, you know, if you just always love the pageant life and, you know the right things to say at the right times and...
I think Sydney lucked out in this episode because it could have gone... Usually when you see something like this happen, the person... quote unquote tattling on someone else, it's usually doesn't end well or paints that person in a bad light. But Peter was like all in with Sydney and was like, I believe you. I have to confront her. And really, throughout this whole episode, stuck on Team Sydney for this until the little point where he's like, oh, I'm not sure. I think I'm making a mistake. It could have gone either way for Sydney. And I think she lucked out. I think it was luck for this situation for her.
Because Peter shouldn't be rewarding bad behavior. And to me, that's what he's doing. Because every season we see this, someone has to go and start talking about someone else. And it's always terrible for that person. Usually it means that they're worried about they're going to go home soon. So this is pretty early yes. for this sort of drama. Usually we have to wait a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And
until we actually know the
right,
names
exactly.
of people.
Just as a whole, it seems like, you know, we're three episodes in. Why does it feel like this has been like 2 months already?
This has been the longest season so far.
Right?
Yeah. It seems it's been at least a month.
In 3 weeks, we've had him already walk out of a rose ceremony. We've had him cancel a cocktail party. We've had him cancel a group date. Start a pool party, cancel a pool party.
We've seen Hannah twice. We've seen Demi all in three episodes.
I mean, other than him breaking down, which we're seeing at the end of this episode, so maybe within the first four episodes, we're going to get like the whole Bachelor bingo card full before we even get halfway through the season.
Yeah, this has been a lot of information for what we thought was going to be kind of a slow one.
They haven't even left the mansion yet, and they've basically covered all the Bachelor bases.
Yep.
I mean, other than like jumping over a fence.
We've even seen his whole family. Already.
That's another one. They've met the family.
We've done a hometown date.
Two hometown dates. It's just, there's so much going on here. But you're 100% right. Sydney, in most seasons, would have been kicked to the curb because, like, oh, no. We're here about us. Why are you coming in here and...
She seems like a normal...
ED. Past yeah. tense.
Usually the people that tattle are really outspoken and annoying as well. I didn't find her. I thought you can always just make it about yourself, and which is what you're there to do, and you should. And she went the talking about other people route, but I don't know. She wasn't annoying about it, in my opinion.
Wasn't she, though? I think the person that handled it right was Victoria P., who Peter asked for her opinion, and she had a very juicy detail.
Yeah.
Where she said, oh, she asked me to lie and say that we didn't know each other. Sydney would have went out of her way to say, Hey, Peter, I got some info. Want to know what it is?
Yeah.
I got some information about another girl, but I shouldn't tell you. But you want me to tell you? I shouldn't tell you. Victoria, she didn't lie. She was very, she's like, I wasn't comfortable lying. I didn't lie to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you're asking,
yeah.
I will let you know. That's the way you're supposed to handle this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Not like, hey, Peter.
Yeah.
Huh? What do you think? Huh?
Well,
I did
feel bad for Sydney after she had sat down with him and said that, you know, people weren't being real, didn't name any names, and then Peter put her on the spot. That was not a great thing to do on his part. Don't put her on the spot like that. And he did apologize like later, but don't do that.
I'm in between with that though. Because if you're going to tattle, don't you need to face the music?
Yeah, but not that way.
She, all of a sudden, from like fake, well, I think sometimes maybe you think you'd sort of put it on for the camera. Maybe? ?
Yeah, but she didn't say, oh, well... I don't know, just people here. Like, she said straight out, she's like, well, I think Alea is... She didn't skate around it.
And to her credit, Alea had the perfect response. Does anyone else feel that way? Crickets. And she's thinking, da-da-da, yeah. Victory lap, going all the way around, high-fiving. And I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, well, that blew up in her face. She's going. Alea's staying. Sydney, bye-bye. Mm-hmm. And then as Peter is pulling girls aside and Alea's sort of doing her victory lap on the around the pool, oh, my God, I feel so much better now. And, like, nobody...
That's the exact way her voice sounds,
We have too. Such a great relationship now, and I just feel so much better about it. Cut
so
to...
So confident.
Yeah, I think... I feel like Alea sort of puts it on for the cameras. You know, some people are like that. Well, it's only one other... Cut to another person. Yeah, Alea seems to really just be a little different in front of the cameras.
Yeah, and this was at the pool party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with Alea saying, it's not like it's five. It'd be one thing if it's like five other people saying it.
It was literally five other people.
Awkward.
Yeah. Yep.
And so with Peter, because like three different times he goes, talks to her, and eventually, you know, oh, I believe you. And he seems to sort of, I believe you, then they stop talking, and maybe I don't believe it. Stops the rose ceremony. Oh, my God, I don't know. Sends her home, then decides, well, maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah. If you're that unsure about someone there, more unsure than other people, then why are you going to keep her around to confuse you even more? Like, you're so, well, he seems so sure of Madison, Victoria, like all these other girls, and you're so back and forth with this one girl and it's causing you all this stress. Like, why are you even going to keep her around to go through that? Just let her go.
Yeah. And especially when you,
and I understand the what if you regret it, like that's a whole thing, and he's clearly going through that a lot.
I mean, he went through that on basically day one.
Yes.
So that's probably a bad sign.
Yeah. But I mean, you seem so sure of a couple other girls. So why keep this one girl that you keep flip flopping?
And even when he went to Alea and said, "Hey, Victoria told me that you told her to lie, that you didn't know each other," she didn't even deny it.
No, but her face was like, if you stared at her face, she was kind of like, "Oh my God, like how did he find that out?"
But
again, didn't deny it.
It was the same thing sort of with like the bullying thing last week. When he went to her, she never denied any of it. She just didn't like the wording of it. It's like semantics. Mm-hmm. So at this point, she's not even denying that she asked her to lie.
Yeah.
She just is going through her head trying, and she's like, oh, I didn't want to get us disqualified because we've never heard of a little two people called Hannah B. and Kaylin.
I feel like every season someone comes across, like crosses paths before the show with someone else, and there's always that little
that specifically
sense of
was
drama.
One of the biggest storylines we've seen in the last 5 years of how they knew each other, and no one got disqualified.
But not only that, but if that was the case, because we know it's not, but then you would have thought that Alea said to Victoria, "I don't want them to know because they think we might get disqualified, or one of us might
Victoria
get disqualified."
Never said that.
I feel like Victoria would have said she didn't want us to know, blah, 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 because we would get disqualified, and which obviously isn't the case, but she would have added that sense of information.
This was like strike five or six against her.
Yeah.
And so if he's having trouble at this point with someone who from half the house at this, you know, is telling him, yeah, she's definitely putting it on for the cameras, and you confront her with one of the biggest parts of that, and she doesn't even lie about it. She's like, yeah, this is equivalent basically to Jed saying, like, yeah, I'm here for my career.
Mm-hmm.
What's it to you?
Yeah.
She's basically saying,
She is the female Jed right now. Like, and you keep saying, oh, I've seen it happen with, I mean, didn't say Jed, but he's like, I've seen it happen last season firsthand. I don't want that to happen. And it's happening right in front of your face, and you're still like, I still believe her. I don't know.
I feel like I'm making the wrong decision and I'm just giving in to what other people are saying. Oh, you mean
you are.
All of the evidence that says, oh, she's, yep. Oh, yeah, another one. Yep,
and the biggest piece is she isn't denying, it's not believing a group of people against one. Like, she's saying that she did say that and she was lying, not lying, but asked Victoria to lie. And yeah.
When someone shows you who they are, believe them. And for some reason, he's interpreting this as, oh my God, I don't know who to believe.
Yeah.
Believe everyone, because everyone's telling the same story.
Yep.
And, you know, so ultimately, he decides to let her go, or does he?
I think he might go after her. I think next week, that's where we're going to... I don't know, but then they... I don't know. I think she's going to come back.
Well, she's coming back. It's just a matter of, is it a quick comeback, or is it, okay, you're back with the group comeback?
Yeah.
Like a cameo, or is she back on the cast?
Yeah.
Knowing Peter, going to go right back.
Yeah, he has track record with that.
But I want to jump back to the one-on-one with Victoria P, because... as you were just saying before, we've had a hometown date, and really almost the second hometown date, because first you had Madison going to the vow renewal.
Yeah.
But then this one-on-one, because he lives literally right down the street, any date around town is, hey, we're in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're driving around in this old truck that doesn't have anywhere where you can hide condoms. So, you know, check that one off the list. Not going to be finding that. And they decide to go to a country bar, I guess you would call it.
After getting their boots.
And a jacket and a hat.
Had to look the part.
Did he, before we get to what actually happened, maybe I wasn't picking up on things. Was he ever a country guy in like Hannah season, or did I miss something?
No, I think
here?
They just needed something for a date. Like,
well, but even when he was, remember when, was it Kelly or someone wanted to dance with him and he said, oh, we need music for line dancing?
Yeah.
And I think that
I
probably
feel like
been
that was the only sense of country ish, dance ish thing that we've ever heard from him.
So they go into this bar, and I like how they try to make it seem like, oh, we're just going to go to the bar, and it's a bunch of people who have wristbands and no phones out. So, like, you mean people that were cast?
What a weird bar.
I know. Wow, this is shocking that no one's recording this.
You can't use your phone? What?
And they, you know, it's a pretty standard date, I think. You know, well, let's do some dancing. Let's do whatever. But on the way there, she starts quizzing him. So, what a... red wine or white wine? And he says, red wine. Yes! You passed the test. Did you notice when they sat at the bar and got drinks, guess what Victoria was drinking?
White wine.
White wine. Which means...
good catch.
And it doesn't mean you can't love both. I mean, I know you drink both.
Yeah.
A lot of people drink both.
You literally just had a conversation about...
So, I mean... tell me if you think I'm wrong. He could have said anything from white to red to I don't like wine, and she would have said, yes, you pass.
Yeah. I'm indifferent about wine. Oh, yes. Good job.
Finally, someone that
doesn't
like wine.
I don't know if I like it.
I never like going to vineyards. Stupid grapes.
Yuck.
That's the worst. And so she orders white wine, and I mean, again, pretty standard stuff. They go to have dinner in a hangar because you gotta have, can't go an episode without mentioning
all his favorite things all in one date. Apparently,
we got country line dancing, although probably the only kind of line dancing. We got line dancing. We got white wine and planes and kissing in planes and
Obviously, you knew it was gonna end up in the plane, but yeah, I mean, she got into her backstory a bit about her parents and. Which wasn't really surprising to us because we already knew that whole storyline. So I was surprised that they got so into her backstory before this date because there was nothing new that she said. Jet, she told Peter that we didn't know. So it was kind of just a refresher, I think, for the
episode
for the
three.
Audience.
We're going to refreshers already in episode three.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's nothing we didn't know. You know, her dad died when she was young, and mom got caught up in addiction and having to look after her younger sister. All things we already knew in episode three. But
you know what we didn't know that we found out?
What?
We didn't know that Peter was asking God for being able to find his wife in this show. And he saw a shooting star.
I was right. That was a Colton.
Because we know that God is very interested in the outcome of Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Yep. And I mean, first Colton, and then remember Colton was taking a shower and it
Same with, what's his name? Luke was the same way.
Yep.
Jesus talking to him in the shower.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I mean, listen.
God is very invested in this show. He is number one member of Bachelor Nation.
Grew up Catholic school my whole life. I apparently need to talk to God about the Bachelor and Bachelorette more because I'll get that calling.
Maybe you would win a season with your fantasy team.
It hurts.
Maybe he can help you out in that department.
Oh, you mean this girl, Victoria, who had a great perfect date, and, oh, which team is she on? Oh, right. That's mine.
I don't know.
Amazing how that happens. I mean, just saying.
We'll see. Time will tell.
I suppose. Although, Sarah, who a lot of people listening are probably like, well, who the hell's Sarah? And you would be right to say
exactly.
That. Because Sarah was virtually never on camera. She went home this episode. My initial rankings, I had her fifth. Fifth overall.
She was an underrated one, I think.
We never got to see her.
And Twitter agreed, I think.
Is this the female grocery store Joe? Who we never see on the show, but then ends up going to Paradise and becoming a fan
becoming
favorite?
Becoming a star.
I mean,
she could. I mean, she seemed like she had a lot of potential.
She looked like it, that's for sure.
She did.
I mean, I know we don't have much else to go on, but
I think she was an underrated player in this.
Yeah, she didn't do anything awkward on her entrance. She just did like a spin move. So it's not like, because I like to go back and see, oh, what did these people do to maybe get the first impression? And like Jasmine was talking about how he did it four times with another girl. Cool story.
Clever.
Alex with an A at the end. I don't want to freak out your devices like I've been doing all day in my office. Made a very awkward dry comment, which again
we hated.
Don't need to go into that any more detail.
We don't need to relive that.
And then Alea, whether she was here or not, she had sort of, which I had forgotten about because of what a train wreck she was in this episode. She's the one that had her grandmother's letter.
Oh.
Right. How is she?
So she's definitely coming back at some point and
bringing
up that letter.
A lot of time in that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe she delivers another letter from grandma.
That's
a good idea.
She's going to say, oh, I remember my grandmother said, blah, 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 whatever grandmother said.
Yeah, no. Blah, blah, love, marriage, stay together, whatever.
I think that's going to come back.
But I hope Sarah makes it to Paradise. Sarah, we miss you.
Accept the contract.
Yeah, exactly. We will see you in Mexico. Bring a lot of suntan lotion because you look like you probably burn
with
easily.
Alea, because Alea's... I mean, Alea might come back, but she's not going to win.
No, but Alea's...
Winning, quotations.
Yeah, oh, well.
Be the last one standing.
I think we all are going to lose when it comes to Alea because...
Alea and Sydney are going to Paradise.
Oh, God, yeah. But Alea is going to continue, I think, to be just the lightning rod no matter where she goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I could totally see her being that, like, Onyeka-type character in Paradise where it's just like...
Exactly.
Mm-mm. And so she might
That's
not even make any
role.
Connections.
She's going to be cast for that role in Paradise. Everyone has a role.
And the other drama here at the rose ceremony, like we talked about, which I don't remember seeing before, is when Chris came and removed one of the two roses because...
Which, side note, he literally just hangs out in that hallway.
Yeah, that
until,
was...
Like, he just went out and then Peter walked back in and he's just like... Looking around.
Hey, what's going on?
Hanging out.
Do I have time to finish my burrito? Or do you need me out there now? What do you think you're going to do?
But he like didn't leave. When Peter started walking back, he just went back to holding his, like, folding his hands in front of him in the hallway. So
just hiding in the corner, listening in his earpiece.
He is invested in this. He just can't wait to see what happens.
Guys, when do I have to go? No, not yet. Okay, I'll wait. I'll go out now. Okay.
Let me know when to take off my robe.
Goes, grabs the one rose. Very dramatic. Another thing I don't
very
think...
Very dramatic.
...that we've seen before. And one more thing, again, that they keep adding to this season. It's like, I don't know if later in the season they just know that it's going to be boring or what, but they just want to throw everything at us early.
Yeah.
Like, if you do any of the Bachelor drinking games, you're dead. You're not listening
you
to this.
You died in episode one.
Seriously. Like, forget about champagne. Like... You could be drinking anything.
Yeah, with the whole taking one rose away, like, he must have been dead set in his mind that he was, was no longer interested in Jasmine, Alexa, Sarah. You know, he must have known, like, no, I don't even want to give those girls another shot. Like,
it's just Aaliyah or bust at this
point. I don't want Aaliyah, like, I'm just going to take that rose away. So he must have been dead set on not keeping any of those girls.
Well,
which
I demand justice for Sarah.
Same.
Sarah, I don't remember a single thing about
you. Let's start a movement. Twitter movement.
You are one of my favorites early, and I hope to see you again.
Yes.
Is there anything else from this riveting episode that I missed before we get to news and notes? You know, remember, using unkind words is not bullying.
Can we talk about the couple of mispronounced words?
Oh, please.
Like finasco instead of fiasco, and lingerie instead of lingerie.
Oh, yes, the lingerie. I always love getting my lady friends some nice lingerie. And why did the fiasco thing, I could see just getting lost in a conversation, but how when a bunch of women, and maybe they cut it out, but when a bunch of women are around getting lingerie, how does that not get called out?
I don't know.
I mean, guys.
Like, what is lingerie? I don't know.
Like, lingering? I don't...
Yep.
Is it like the...
Was everyone just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she just said that.
The female version of lingering? I don't understand.
Like, no one wanted to call her out for it, but... Come on.
Listen, I mispronounce stuff all the time. If you listen to this regularly, you hear it. It's fine. But lingerie?
Yeah.
Come
no.
on.
Mm-mm.
And that's usually something they put in, like, the outtakes.
Yeah.
It's so bad they left it in the regular episode.
Yeah, they would have had it, like, in an outtake, and you'd have a producer go, "What? Like, oh, what'd you get in your bag? Oh, lingerie. What's that? Oh, lingerie. Ha, ha, ha." Nope. It was straight conversation, like it was a normal thing.
These girls, well, man.
But other than that, it was pretty much just the end of Champagne Gate into Aaliyah versus everyone.
And we got to see Demi for a little bit.
Yep, that was good.
Always good to see her back around.
Yep.
I like how she went and woke everybody up very, very rudely.
Yeah, that was great.
Bashing them with
pillows. Everyone was just so confused. Like, who is this girl? But, yeah, that was a good way. I'm surprised she didn't tie it into being Hannah's best friend at all. But
have Hannah in her ear.
Yeah.
I don't know. These girls are nothing like you.
Yeah. I'm surprised. So wasn't Demi always, like, in the van out in the driveway?
Yeah, she's in the creepy don't accept candy from strangers van.
Yeah, she should have had Hannah in the van.
But speaking of these women as a whole, and... is this just a really bad crop? I mean, we touched on it a little bit last week.
It is. I feel like usually, at least for this third episode, you and I usually have someone that we're like, oh, this girl could be the Bachelorette. I don't have any people in mind for Bachelorette at this point, I don't think.
I mean, just looking at the list of the girls that are left... I mean, we got a little attitude from Natasha. Cool. Like her. But Natasha, Kiara, Deandra, Shianne, Savannah,
mm-mm.
Tammy outside the first episode when she was a badass. any of those people, they could leave tomorrow.
Even our favorites like Madison or like or Hannah, or she was one of the favorites.
Well, and Kelly, we got a lot of right out of the shoot, and then it's sort of been nothing.
But
and that's
no
fine.
One at this point that you'd want to see season.
No, I mean, this
I think next Bachelorette's going to be one from the past.
It has to be, unless somebody really steps up, because, like, maybe, okay, let's say Madison has a really strong season, and Peter either doesn't pick her or goes back to Hannah.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe Madison. She seems nice. She's fine. She's pretty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem too, like...
That'd be like, well, you really liked Raven back in the day.
I did.
That was, like, your girl, but... Raven could never have been the Bachelorette. Like,
I don't
that
disagree.
Would have been a painful season. And I think I would kind of group Madison with Raven in that aspect of not being able to do a full season.
Hey, listen, Raven never created a burner account to comment on her own photos. Okay?
Too soon.
Instagram.
Too soon. That we know of.
That's true. She's just maybe smart enough to switch between accounts.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Raven fan 1015 is that's not her, right? That's just like one of her fans.
That's so Raven.
Yeah. I just, these women, and maybe that's why every episode is sort of focused on just two of them at a time, because they're just sitting in the editing bay and thinking, oh my God, we can't possibly include more than three women in this episode because there's just nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go through six dates in one episode if we don't drag some of this out.
Yeah, we gotta start creating some drama.
Like, bring out another bottle of champagne. We need to restart this engine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just watching, and I still enjoy the episode. And I had a very spirited argument with someone earlier today, because why don't you argue on Tuesday mornings about The Bachelor? Obviously. They were saying they didn't really like the season, and I said, I actually like the season. I just don't so much like the women that are in the season.
Yeah.
I think there's been plenty of drama.
Yeah, it's just like...
So many forgettable women this early. Or, I mean, this late now. I mean, we're...
Like, no one... Well, I can't speak for everyone in the world.
Seven
like,
hours in.
Like, just not getting invested in anyone's background, anyone's life.
Because even if some of the... Like, one of the Victorias or Madison or Hannah... They went home next week. Like, it'd be a surprise because they're some of the few people we actually have seen. But I don't think anybody's creating a, you know, Hannah Ann for Bachelor movement like there was for Mike for mm-hmm. Bachelor or something like that. I don't think there's that sort
Unless
of passion for any of these people.
Just start, like, something major happens and it's all of a sudden, oh my God, we love
McKenna.
Lexi. Like, then we'll see. But as of now, there's not one person that I would lean towards for Bachelorette next season.
Well, speaking of everyone's favorite Bachelorette, I don't know if you saw, Hannah Brown had a tough Monday again, and it had nothing to do with Peter, or at least I hope not.
Uh-oh.
Well, had to do with Peter, not Peter the pilot. Let me put it that way. That's a little wordplay for this week's episode. Hannah on this morning, just after midnight, why can't I have a non-traumatic Monday? I have gotten two Willy Wiener picks, her words, not mine.
Seems like a phrase she would use.
From random numbers in the past week. Nobody ever wants that. My eyes are burning.
Nice. Nice, Hannah.
So, I mean, maybe it's Peter. I don't know. Peter's Peter. To the gentleman out there listening, don't do that. And I don't mean just to Hannah.
No one, yeah, no.
To anyone. Not to me. Not to Katie.
No.
Ever. To anyone.
No one.
Unless
wants
someone
that.
Specifically asks for it.
Which is a whole nother thing.
Listen. God bless if that's your thing, but find out if it's their thing first. Don't ever do that.
Yes.
Like ever.
Mm-mm.
And less maybe creepy news, I don't know if you saw our buddy Jared watching the football this weekend,
mm-hmm.
who he was hanging with.
I did not.
He was hanging with newly healed hip Dean. which I don't know if those of you heard out there, he got in a bit of a skiing accident and fractured his like pelvis or something. And a blast from the past, who's not in prison, Chris Soules.
Ooh.
Not someone I was expecting to see show up at their football party.
Yep. Probably not. But they were, I mean, they, before the whole lawsuit thing happened, they did hang out. They were friends. But yeah, that's true friends, I guess.
Not what I was expecting on my Monday night watching him, or Sunday night watching him get together, watch the Chiefs, who are going to the Super Bowl, and the Titans.
Yep.
Just Chris Soules chilling there. Nice surprise.
I think people just like have so many questions for him, and just nothing's brought up about it.
We're only talking about football, guys.
Yep.
And only football.
That's it.
Is there anything else I missed?
I don't think so.
If you think so, Katie doesn't, but, you know, and she knows everything. But if you disagree...
Yes, everything.
Almost everything. I mean, like...
Yeah, pretty much. It's fair enough.
At Bachelor Podcast on all socials. Let us know. Hopefully you enjoy what's going on here. And there's more drama to come, because guess what? We going to Cleveland!
Woo! That's exciting. Talk about a riveting season.
Oh, wow. Just giving Peter the best.
Again, poor Peter.
And Victoria F. delivers. She's in the drama next week because she gets a one-on-one date with a performance by Chase Rice. Oh, who's Chase Rice? Only her ex-boyfriend.
Dun, dun, dun. The drama is just...
You thought Champagne Gate was bad. How about ex-boyfriend gate?
Chase Gate.
Ooh, Chase Gate performing for them. Awkward times like a billion.
Yeah.
Whew.
Well, looking forward to that, actually.
Yes.
It's probably going to be like one of those awkward moments that you kind of have to turn away, but you still watch.
All I need is like a 20-minute sit-down. Peter, Chase, post-date. Just giving a... full-on accounting of like, okay,
yeah,
what the hell, and just going from there.
It's going to be good.
That's all I need. So we will see you next week with all the drama from Cleveland.
Chase Gate.
Whew, you picked the wrong year, girls. and we will see you next week.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.